Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, and coming to you live from Paternoster Row in the centre of Sheffield, this is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and other outlets, and being just after 1 o'clock on the Tuesday afternoon, it is of course Swing Time, presented as usual by yours sincerely, John Yule, and equally sincerely, Michael Coates, who will be along a little bit later on. And I'm pleased to say it's a nice bright sunny day today. I'm not getting too carried away. I'm not going to play Spring, Spring, Spring by Johnny Mercer for at least, I would say, another four, maybe 8 weeks, but at least it seems to have brightened up everybody's spirits at the moment. Speaking of which, brightening up our spirits at the start of the show was Steve Turay, playing his trombone rather more than his conch shells, which he also plays, and on this occasion we heard his own composition, Joko Blue, an album entitled Colours of the Masters, which I think is highly appropriate, as you'll realise when I give you the lineup. The album was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City on February the 25th, 2016, and with Steve Turay on the trombone were Jevon Jackson on tenor, Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Hence the title of the album, Colours of the Masters. Now Samara Joy, at 22 years of age, but singing with the maturity of someone twice her age. I've played most of the tracks on this show from Samara's album Linger a While, but not the one that's coming up. The album was recorded at Sear Sounds in New York City and released in 2022. So it isn't her most recent album. It's the sort of middle one of the three solo ones that she's recorded since she left college not all that long ago. With her on this recording are Ben Patterson on piano, David Wong on bass, and on the drums, Kenny Washington. And the composition, of course, was written by Errol Garner and Johnny Berg. This is Misty, sung for us now by the one and only Samara Joy.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty whenever you're near. Can't you see that you're leading me on? But it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly you notice how too much in look at me.
I think she'll be good when she grows up. Samara Joy and Misty. Cole Porter's Love for Sale, written for the 1931 show with the New Yorkers. As a song, I have never liked all that much. I've heard too many poor versions of it, to be quite honest, certainly vocally. But I am more partial, as my phone goes off in my pocket, sorry about that, but I am more partial to it as an instrumental. It's played here by a group led by a pianist who is more usually present as a band member rather more than a leader, but he leads from the front here, and that's David Kukoski. The album is called Phoenix Rising, recorded at Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 20th of December 2018. With David on piano, it's Peter Washington on bass, Joe Farnsworth is on drums, and on the tenor saxophone, Swing Time's artist-in-residence Eric Alexander. This is the David Kukoski lineup and Love for Sale. No, we still haven't seen the end of the fade-out on tracks, but we hope that record producers will eventually come round to our way of thinking. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and as usual, I'm here for the first hour of the show. I'm John Yule. And I've played two standards in a row, and here are two more to follow. You Stepped Out of a Dream was composed by Nursio, Herb Green and Gus Kahn in 1940 for the film Siegfried Girl, where it was sung by Tony Martin. Here it is, sung and played by Shirley Horn. Shirley, of course, as I've said, on vocals and piano. Charles Abels is on guitar, Buster Williams on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. This was recorded at the Clinton Studios in New York City, June and August are the dates of the months, in 1990, in which the album was recorded. The album is called You Won't Forget Me, and here is You Stepped Out of a Dream from Shirley Horn.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Should there be eyes like yours? Should there be lips like yours? Should there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart. You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Should there be eyes like yours? Should there be lips like yours? Should there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd. Have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart.
Second fade-out ending in a row for Shirley Horn and You Stepped Out of a Dream. Mike and myself both paid tribute last week to Ken Poplawski, who sadly passed away at the start of the month. This opens the question, who best to carry on the tradition of mainstream jazz clarinet? Well, one strong contender is coming up now, and that's Annette Cohen, who we are about to hear now playing live at the Village Vanguard in New York on the 5th of July 2009. Annette's album is called Clarinet's Work, and appearing with her are Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. The composition comes from Johnny Green, Edward Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Eaton, and was composed in 1930, and I think by now you might have even guessed what's coming up. This has been recorded since by absolutely everybody and their dog. In fact, I think this is the second time I've played this number myself in about the last 5 or 6 weeks. This is Annette Cohen's take on Body and Soul. Thank you. Lovely playing live, Annette Cohen. Right, the gig guide now, and we're going to kick off with this evening, and the Keith Peters Big Band are appearing at 8.30 tonight at their usual venue, the Farm Road Social Club on Farm Road. Moving on to tomorrow evening, and that's Jazz at the Lescar, Wednesday the 25th of February. A lineup called Flow Ra. This is a genre-burning quintet led by saxophonist Flo Taylor. Influences from classical, spiritual, jazz, folk, drum and bass and chant music. Miss Rhythm and Blues out there. No skiffle either. So the lineup, as I've just said, Flo Taylor is on saxophone, Callum Greenaway on keyboard, on guitar Henry Skinner and on drums Jaden Hart. The Big Swing on their regular Thursday night, now the 26th of February, and regular performers there, they do play there on a fairly frequent basis, is the band Louie, and they'll be playing Jump Jive Ska and Red Hot R&B, along with the four-part harmonies that the band members indulge in. Finally this week, Sheffield Jazz is at the Crucible Playhouse, Friday the 27th of February. Acclaimed saxophonist Dennis Baptiste mixing new and revisited compositions with standards. Dennis Baptiste on saxophones, Sultan Stevenson on piano, Larry Bartley on bass and Joel Barford on drums. That's a 7.30 start, Sheffield Jazz's promotion, at the Crucible Playhouse on Friday. So that's four gigs for you, all on separate nights and all more or less near the centre of Sheffield. New York-based pianist Ray Gallen is in the CD player now, appearing with bassist Ron Carter and drummer Lewis Nash. This is from Ray's album Grand Company, recorded at the Van Gelder Studios on May the 20th, 2022. There are influences featured in this forthcoming track in Ray's playing. You can probably pick up a bit of Red Garland, I think, Lenny Testrano, and also a bit of Max Roach coming from the drum department, courtesy of Lewis Nash. This is Ray's own composition, Pins and Needles.
Thank you.
Ray Gallen. And finally, a session that wasn't recorded in New York or New Jersey. This is And So It Goes by John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton's Jazz Orchestra, recorded at the Hictor Studios in Los Angeles, June the 12th and 13th, 2023. As you might expect, the upcoming track, Thelonious, was written by Thelonious Monk. Solos coming up from Jeff Hamilton on drums, Clay Jenkins on trumpet, Steve Kovalchek on guitar. Then here we go with Thelonious from the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Right, we brought you a bit more Ray Gallen there, of course, and If I Had You, if memory serves me correct, we heard. So we're now going to hear the advertised track, which is the Clayton Hamilton Big Band and Thelonious. We'll be right back. the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra with Thelonious. This album is in tribute to John Clayton's late brother, saxophonist Jeff Clayton. And this is actually one of Jeff's compositions coming up now, which John has arranged, which I have included on the programme before in a quintet setting, but I think it's the first time I've played the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra version. Solos here from Jacob Skensny on the alto, Tamir Hendelman on piano, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. This is the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and the Jones Brothers. We'll be right back. And that just about rounds up the Jones Brothers rounded up the first hour of Swing Time this afternoon here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Michael Coates is in the starting gate and all ready to fly into the first bend for us, so he'll be on taking over from me after the station ID. And just playing us up to that time, here's John Clayton again, who I hope's cleared out some of the problems now regarding the fire that he suffered in Los Angeles in Palisades about 12, 13 months ago. Here then is Mr. Clayton and What a Wonderful World.